I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Preliminary results point to Michel Martelly as Haiti's next president. Final results won't be out till April 16th, but Eva DeHart with For Haiti with Love says people are already celebrating. Things are peaceful now. Pray that continues.
That would almost make them the exception to the world right now. And since they're normally an exception the other direction, I think maybe they could lead the rest of the world as far as showing how well things could go when they're peaceful and working together and acknowledging God's power in their country.
Next, nationwide layoffs in Cuba have left many without jobs, causing uncertainty for many of the people. They're searching for answers, and many are finding them in Christ. But there's a problem. WorldServe Ministries' John Dick says Bibles are in very short supply. WorldServe is trying to change that.
We do that working through the Bible Commission in Cuba, which is a legal branch. We are hoping this year and into next year be able to bring in a significant number into the tens of thousands.
You can read a lot more on this story, as well as find a link to their website at missionnetworknews.org. And Voice of the Martyrs Canada says a Vietnamese human rights lawyer and religious freedom advocate, Nguyen Van Dai, was recently released from behind bars after serving his sentence. He and his partner were convicted of propaganda in 2007 for their defense of a group of gospel workers. Ask God to fill Nguyen with hope and faith. He still has to serve out 4 more years of house arrest. Ask God to meet his family's needs and pray that believers would remain bold in their faith. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.